Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. We have been working through the 23rd Psalm all the way from the beginning of Lent with Ash Wednesday, and we're going to finish things up with dwelling in the house of the Lord forever on Palm Sunday, this coming Sunday. We've been going through our midweeks and our Sunday services, and we've added something up here each week that has been representative of that particular line in the Psalm. And with today, the phrase, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And that's hard to illustrate. How do you illustrate? I mean, it was tough enough coming up with something for table. We got a knife and fork and spoon cross up here. But Soul Restorer, I got a bottle of Soul Restorer. We got a few more bottles in the back if anybody still wants some. I can hook you up, and it's good for what ails you. But going along with the idea of sheep, I thought of the recognition just simply that when we think of sheep, most of you, has anyone here ever actually raised sheep? Got a couple. All right. We do have a couple. Sheep, when we think of sheep, we tend to think of a cute, cuddly, plush animal. Or maybe some precious moments kind of animal. There's a little lamb laying by the lion up there at the top of the picture there. If the writer of this psalm, if King David had seen in our children's books the way we portray sheep, he would have gone, what? What are those supposed to be? Because this is not the way sheep really are. Sheep are generally kind of smelly, and they get pretty dirty at times. And sheep are just, they're prone to wander away. They're not the cute, cuddly things that we like to picture in the plush animals. But to say, as the psalm begins, the Lord is my shepherd. If we open ourselves up to that, then we're opening ourselves up to being his sheep and recognizing, first of all, very importantly, that we need a Lord and we need a shepherd. That means that we're too weak to do many things in this life for ourselves. And we are. Matter of fact, the place where we're weakest in this life to do anything for ourselves is in the matter of salvation. We can't save ourselves. It takes someone beyond us to save us. And Jesus accomplished that through his death and resurrection on the cross. And David chose this idea of a sheep metaphor long before Jesus was even born, recognizing that everybody in ancient Israel knew sheep. Whether they had raised sheep or not, sheep were the prominent livestock in the area. And they were in the fields. Everybody knew about sheep. And if they hadn't had personal encounters with them face to face, they had at least through their nose, I guarantee you. Yes, sheep stuff is the best stuff you can put in your lawn, but it'll be about a month before you want to go back out in your lawn. Sheep are messy, they are dirty, and they're not very smart. And we, like sheep, are often easily misled by words that are not from God, by words that are not from the Scriptures, by false prophets, by those that will say one thing and do another, by those that will try and lead us astray. But beyond that is something that the prophet Isaiah even said when he wrote, all we like sheep have gone astray, we have each turned to our own way. Worse than the idea of following someone else that might be leading us the wrong way is the fact that we go on our own. We lead ourselves astray. We turn to our own devices, our own ideas, our own ways, and often we mislead ourselves. The picture here is a picture that it's a little grainy, I know, I'm sorry, but this is actually from the Precious Moments Chapel in Carthage, Missouri. Yeah, there's a whole chapel. I made a deal with my wife many, 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 many years ago that we could go to the Precious Moments Chapel if we could also go to Bass Pro Shops. And I actually liked the chapel. It was really cool. It wasn't Bass Pro Shops, but it was really cool. This is one particular picture that if you're facing the front of the chapel and on the left-hand side, and there are paintings on the walls, the whole ceiling is painted. Sistine Chapel-like painting at every inch of it. There are stained glass windows everywhere. There's all kinds of portrayals. The fellow that does the Precious Moments character, Samuel Butcher, he's actually a master artist. He does ironwork. He creates old masters. He wood carves. And the whole place was designed and done by him. So it's not just the cute things. Those are how he made the money he needed to be able to fund the mission work that he wanted to do. So Precious Moments really came about for the sake of being able to fund mission work. This picture in particular is described as a boy walking through life without a care in the world because these three little angels, surely, goodness and mercy, were following him all the days of his life. Cute take on the verse. Cute take on the verse. I like that idea, so I decided we should perhaps just go ahead and have our angel today. We need to be led. And as sheep are led, they're led in different directions. They're led one direction, different ways. They're led by the shepherd who walks before them, but they're also led from behind by the sheepdogs who round them up and keep them moving. The shepherd's out front, the sheepdogs bring them in and keep the stragglers out from getting away and will pull them in together. And so as sheep are being led, sometimes they're led with a gentle nudge. Every now and then maybe those sheepdogs have to give a little nip out there to get their attention to bring them in, but God is leading us in that same way. He doesn't take any chances. There's a short prayer called the Breastplate of St. Patrick. We use that on the opportunity when, well, St. Patrick's Day fell on a Sunday this year, so it fit real well. But in that it talks about Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ above me, Christ below me, Christ within me. And really this idea of surely knowing in our lives that goodness and mercy, that God's goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our life. That's that nudge. That's the Lord behind us. That's Christ behind us, keeping us in track, keeping us on the right path, and making sure that we stay following Him as He leads us wherever He goes. That's the neat thing about God. We know God can be everywhere at once. Christ can be everywhere at once. He's with all of us wherever we are, all of the time. He's with those that we love that are far away. He's with us right here, right now. So Christ can be in front of me, and Christ can be behind me, and He is leading me all of the way, all of the time. And as sheep, we need to be concerned with where we're going, that we're following the Good Shepherd, and not just wherever our noses take us. Sometimes we need a gentle nudge. Sometimes we need a good shove, but we follow Jesus. And today as sheep, if we fail to follow this Good Shepherd, there are potentially deadly results. Because the further and further and further we get away from Christ, just like a sheep, the further they get away, the more danger they're in. And the more chances that they'll fall prey to something else that will take them captive and devour them. For us, we know that we need to be with God. We need to be in His good favor. Today, we, by the power and strength of the Holy Spirit, know God because He's revealed Himself to us. He gets all the credit. The shepherd chooses the sheep. Did you know that you are among the most privileged people in all of the world? Because you were chosen by God. You were chosen by God to follow Him. He placed His hand upon you and He said, "You belong to me." He's instilled in you the opportunity for a faith in Him, and He's instilled in you a responsibility for parents to teach your children about Him. And He calls us all now to follow like sheep, to trust the shepherd, to trust His goodness and His mercy that are keeping us in line, and to continue being the body of Christ, the family of God, the believers that follow faithful sheep wherever He leads us, we go. The kids did such an amazing portrayal of being sheep. It was bad. Yeah. 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 Which is good, right? We know that. They did a great job. And as they continue to learn about Jesus and study about Jesus in preschool, I pray that we would all continue not only to do the same, but to do so with such enthusiasm as the sheep we had up here tonight. God is following us. God is leading us. God is with us wherever we go, because He's the shepherd that takes care of His sheep. Amen. Would you rise? Heavenly Father, we thank You for this night and the opportunity to gather in Your name, to be the sheep that You have called, to recognize that we are favored by You. You have called us precious in Your sight, and You gave Your Son for us. We are among the most privileged in all the world because we have been called by the Almighty God. Thank You, Lord God, for this night and for the opportunity to gather together as a body of Christ in this place, as Christians who desire to know You more and desire to know more of Your love in our lives as we seek to love You with ours. In the name of Jesus, amen.